Mix Nutty. Mix Nutty 4.7. See, Allison, I was just telling you about the buttons on the board,
yes, and I
got burned by it. I had a great intro. You didn't hear it, though. Allison Wynn is with us. Mix Nutty 4.7 KMCH. Guest of the day today. How are you, friend? How are things?
I am awesome, thank you.
What's been? You were just telling me off the air. You've been reading a little bit, doing a little studying, just a little time to yourself so you can get prepared for the big week ahead.
There you go. Actually, it was a really good book about the depression and how people got up every day to just make things work and survive. And it really brings you back to everybody's suffering right now and struggling, and it just. Yeah, it's just
resets priorities.
It does, and it makes you realize how darn grateful or how good we have it, I guess.
So, absolutely. Well, yeah. That's kind of a springboard to our chat today because we are so blessed in ways, and we want to know how to help. One of those ways, give an hour or two to donate blood.
It is,
and that's how you can help. If you've got nothing more than an hour or two at time, it still makes a big difference.
It sure does. And actually, though we're not directly affected by Ian, the hurricane that just wiped out so much for everybody, going to the blood drive and giving blood is really critical right now because Ian knocked out numerous blood drives down there due to the, you know, damage or severe weather, what have you. So it's really important right now to give to keep the bloodline going and blood on the shelves when needed and in the hospitals.
Well, and this is kind of a tricky time of year, too. You've got the potential for a lot of accidents with deer crossing. You've got a lot of farmers out in the fields and everything. So
absolutely.
Not only are you helping them, but kind of replenishing and making sure the stock here at home is replenished and not going to run bare.
Exactly. So we do ask that you go out. The next blood drive, which is why I'm here, is not tomorrow, but it's next Wednesday, the 26th. We do ask that you go online to the redcrossblood.org and sign up. And even if you can't donate, I have heard numerous people say, I love to donate. I used to do it all the time, but now I'm on a medication that doesn't allow me to, or I've been diagnosed with something. You can still be a part. You can be an advocate, even if you can't donate. You know, the next time you get together on Friday evening to share a drink with somebody or a meal, bring up the fact that you can't give, but it would be great if you guys could, sitting here. Or when you're sharing coffee or at a book club or whatever, it's really more important than ever to give right now. So we ask that you come out on the 26th and donate blood. And, of course, the Red Cross is also offering a $5 electronic gift to any local merchant that you want.
Cool. Okay.
A lot of people just let those roll into the next one and don't take them. But I did think it would be kind of fun to tell you who has won some of the last few prizes because I don't know, like Publishers Clearinghouse, you always hear
you
about
never
that.
Hear.
You never hear who wins it.
Well, somebody won, but we don't know who. Right. But you know who.
So, yeah, I went back. The gas for a year was won by three people across the country. There was Kayla Gorofalo in Pennsylvania.
She's not listening.
You
can butcher the last name.
That was a hard word.
She's not listening.
Eileen Worthington out of North Carolina won gas for a year, and Elizabeth Storm out of New Hampshire. So a little bit further back, the winner of the Shark Week, which was the beach bike, the portable fire pit.
And their very own shark.
Yeah, nobody wants that. So that went to Brianna Lewis. And in July, a gal won the Memphis and Graceline Tour through Elvis's area, and that we went to Brandy Beck. So there are people out there.
People do win.
Who are winning.
But it is important to point out that this isn't somebody in Manchester is going to win the trip to Graceland. No, it's a nationwide thing.
They are nationwide.
But you get entered by donating locally.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. So the other thing that I wanted to bring about, and I have mentioned it before, but in a recent blood drive, we had to defer 11 people because their blood iron counts were low.
Okay.
So if you're going to, you know, bless your heart, take the time to sign up, get there. Let's make sure that you can give. So in the next week, it would be really beneficial to try to incorporate beans into your soups and your dinners. Lentils, beef, chicken, pumpkin seeds have a really high level of iron. And though this is not super advertised, so do Oreos.
We have a pack. If you want to take them with you, we have a pack of pumpkin spice Oreos in the back room
here. Fun.
Nobody has the courage to try them. there might be one out of the entire pack that's gone.
I was going to say it's a different.
Yeah,
sounds like
I don't have the courage to do it. Chocolate chip cookies, they were gone just like that.
Right.
But the Oreos. So for those of you just tuning in, Allison has advised you in moderation. to have an Oreo or two before you donate blood next Wednesday.
That's right. And drink a lot of water. Almost 50% of your blood is water. So it's really important to drink a lot of water the day or two before. Maybe cut back a little bit on your caffeine because that dehydrates. So we want to be sure that you can give once you make the effort to get there.
Now, is it true a guy had went to the last month you guys had the blood drive, a guy went to the brewery the day before and you drew blood and there was a head on it. Is that true?
It might be.
Okay, I was trying to decide if that was a rumor or not. I figured I would ask you right here while you were here. So
yeah, so please try to hydrate before you go. Encourage others to go and donate if you can't give. Again, the next blood drive is October 26th at the Delaware County Fairgrounds from 11 to 5:30. The next two for the end of the year are November 23rd and December 28th. So hope to see you at the blood drive.
Well, you'll come back and visit us.
Absolutely.
Of course. And,
absolutely.
Do you need volunteers or anything to help out with leading people in or making sure cookies and juice are out or anything like that?
You know what? We are very fortunate. We have a great group of people and some new ones that are signing up. They were a little nervous the first time, but realized how fun it was to see everybody coming in through the door. And especially a few new people from town have found it a great way to meet other people in town. So
there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Allison, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
sir,
for
you
coming
too.
In.
Appreciate it.
Again, don't forget next Wednesday at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. What time does it start?
11 o'clock.
Be there at 9. Get early. Get the first spot. Treat it like Black Friday shopping.
There you go.
Details on our website, kmch.com.
Thank you.
At Above and Beyond.